In 1791, the Bill of Rights was put into place as an addition to the United States Constitution set forth by the Founding Fathers. While the founders of our nation did not fully know how important this document would come to be, today, we as Americans can fully say what makes America great are the rights and freedoms that we have and share, as well as the people who protect these rights. Citizens' rights are the backbone of our country, these inalienable rights being found in the Constitution under the Bill of Rights. Rights such as the freedom of religion, expression, the right to keep and bear arms, equal protection, due process, and the right to vote are just a few of the many that are used the most. Along with this, civil liberties have been adopted from court cases. Liberties like the right to interstate travel and marriage. These rights we have are often overlooked and only brought up in Congress, court cases, and in history class, or when one is debating whether we should limit a right or not. The truth is that we take for granted these rights, as America is one of the few countries that has so many freedoms for their citizens. Therefore, you could say that America is a nation of the people. In many countries, citizens may only practice a set religion given to them from their government. Freedom of expression can be taken away if one is speaking ill of a leader or against their government. The right to keep and bear arms is null, and equal protection is in the eyes of the beholder. Travel can be limited to certain areas, and marriage rules apply. America lets you, as a citizen, stand up for what you believe is right. It is a nation based on timeless morals that we have followed for decades. Opportunity, a peaceful and supportive mindset, and our continuing history of resilience have been symbols of America since its humble beginning. Unlike other nations that are defined by ethnicity, geography, common heritage, social class, or hierarchical structures, America is a nation of immigrants bound together by a shared commitment to the principles of individual liberty, equality, the notion of service, and personal responsibility. Another great thing about America is those who fight and die for our freedoms, our military. These men and women risk their lives every day to protect the rights that we as Americans possess. What's special about our military is that it's not a requirement. It's something that one has to choose to go into. And to be able to make that decision to stand up for a country that you believe in is an incredibly brave thing to do. Greatness, in our national tradition, comes not from glory and victory and power over others, but from rightness. The American Creed is a moral North Star by which we orient ourselves to. We have not always lived up to our ideals, but our greatest internal struggles have been fought to rectify our shortcomings. Thus, our culture has been built atop democratic ideals and served to continually reinforce them. This phenomenon is not unique to the United States, but the symbiosis is more complete and fundamental in this nation than in any other.